that it is possible for the matter above this stool to spontaneously turn into a beautiful woman who might accept my offer and fall in love with me. The owner then says, well, lots of single beautiful women come in here every day. Why don't you buy an ice cream for one of them and they might fall in love with you? And the physicist says, yeah, but what are the odds of that happening?
A little insulting, don't you think?
How would I know? I'm not even sure I get it. Hey, Leonard. If you're done with the DVD player, can you set up my printer?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
Hey, maybe when you're done with her printer, you could set up mine. You know, like you promised a week ago.
Yeah, I'll get to it. Don't nag me.
Hello there.
Who is it? Oh, hello, Penny. It's open. Come in.
Sarcasm.
Well, they're all still up there.
You think I can't hear them? Listen to that. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Wallowitz and his stacked heels that fool no one.
I don't even know why I care. I don't care. All right, I cared enough to memorize that stupid joke, but that's all I care.
You know, Penny, there's something that occurs in beehives you might find interesting. Occasionally, a new queen will arrive while the old queen is still in power. When this happens, the old queen must either locate to a new hive or engage in a battle to the death until only one queen remains.
What are you saying? That I'm threatened by Alicia, that I'm like the old queen of the hive and it's just time for me to go?
I'm just talking about bees. They're on the Discovery Channel. What are you talking about?
Bees? I just got that physicist joke.
Gee, Penny, thanks for buying us dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's the occasion?
Nope, no occasion. Just felt like getting some Chinese chow from my peeps.
Did you remember to ask for the chicken with broccoli to be diced, not shredded?
Yes.
Even though the menu description specifies shredded?
Yes.
Brown rice, not white?
Yes.
Did you stop at the Korean grocery and get the good hot mustard?
Yes.
Did you pick up the low sodium soy sauce from the market?
Yes.
Good. You see how it's done, Leonard?
Playing Halo, watching Battlestar, drop some Mentos and Diet Coke.
You want to watch Battlestar?
What can I say? I got my geek on, boys.
No, PMS is different.
Thank God you're home. I need help.
What's wrong?
I just got a call back to audition for CSI to play a hooker who gets killed.
Oh, I'd watch that.
But my car is in the shop. And I have to be at Universal in 45 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll take you.
Oh, you're a lifesaver.
I'll run lines with you in the car.
Great. And afterward, I'll take you all out for Chinese. Oh, actually, that's okay. We already...
Yum!
Chinese food right here.
They're gone, Penny. They can't hear you.
They're letting her just use them like that. I mean, anything she wants, they go panting after her like trained dogs. You know that just last week she had Howard drive all the way to her uncle's house in Orange County to pick up her TV?
You once had Leonard and me get your television from your ex-boyfriend.
Apples and oranges here, Sheldon. I'm telling you, that girl is a user, skating through life on her looks, taking advantage of innocent, weak-willed men, getting auditions for stupid network shows. It just creams my corn.
May I interject something here?
Please.
You got the wrong mustard.
Hi. Hi. Guess what? I got the part on CSI.
Oh, boy.
Something wrong? No. You know, congratulations. I think you'll make a great hooker. Thank you. Hey, I gotta ask
ask you something. How much do physicists make?
I don't know. I don't think a lot.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, gotta run.
The guys promised to set up my satellite dish and paint my bedroom.
Yay.
Hey, can I talk to you about that for a second?
About what?
Well, you know, it's just that Leonard and Howard and Raj, they aren't like other guys. They're special.
Okay, they're special. And?
Let's see, how can I explain this? They don't know how to use their shields.
Shields?
Yeah, you know, like in Star Trek when you're in battle and you raise the shields.
Where the hell did that come from?
Anyways, you know how guys like this are, so please don't take advantage of them.
Who says I'm taking advantage of them?
Come on, they're doing everything for you because you're leading them on.
So I let them do stuff for me. They're happy, I get stuff, who cares? And how's it any different from what you do?
Excuse me?
See me around them. Are you pretending like you don't do the exact same thing?
Okay, lady, you are way out of line.
Oh, I'm out of line?
Yeah, you're out of line.
Well, what are you gonna do about it?
Bitch.
I like Green Lantern. I'm just saying it's pretty lame that he can be defeated by the color yellow.
Only the modern Green Lantern is vulnerable to yellow.
Golden Age Green Lantern was vulnerable to wood.
Great, so I can take them both out with a number two pencil?
Say you look very comely tonight.
Thank you.
You're right, this filly's been broken.
You started on DTS, didn't you?
I had to. She called me cutie. According to Alicia's Facebook page, she's hooking up with one of the producers on CSI.
Oh, dead whore on TV, live one in real life.
Oh, great. Now she's jumping up and down on the bed.